Welcome to Missionize with the Missions Guys, a podcast of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention, offering biblical and practical insight and strategies designed to equip and encourage missions leaders to carry on mission work. The goal is to fulfill the Great Commission from a church's local community to the ends of the earth. That is why we missionize. Now here are your hosts, the Missions Guys, Sam Roberts and Clint Ritchie.
Welcome to Missionize. Thank you for joining us today. We're nearing the final quarter of the year. And Dr. Sam, we haven't been canceled yet. Soon everybody's focus is going to shift to the holidays. And before long, it'll be the new year. And we'll start making plans for that time. And hopefully, as you're making plans for the new year, your plans will include a missions component.
Yeah.
And so specifically in this episode today, we want to look at how you can explore some partnership options as you look at the new year. Now, Dr. Sam, partnerships have been done differently through the years from the state convention perspective. So give us a little history of what things have looked like in the past and what they're looking like now.
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes, Clint. As you know, back when I came back into the state, 1996, when we moved to Northeast Arkansas in Walnut Ridge and began to pastor there, partnerships that were promoted through the state convention were with certain other state conventions, especially those pioneer areas, as we one time called them, and also some multiple national conventions. The mission team would promote partnerships with certain nations. Maybe it was Brazil. Maybe it was an African nation. You know, there were certain nations there where our IMB personnel served. I can't remember exactly when this happened, but when the IMB began to focus more on affinity groups and identify those affinity groups, that kind of changed that focus of state conventions with partnerships, especially on the international level. And so the state convention, Arkansas Baptist State Convention, kind of changed along with that and began to promote affinity groups. And with that, that's not one particular region. That's not one nation. So there was that emphasis to get away from the promotion of one particular area or a partnership with one area, and more of a, hey, Arkansas Baptist Church, we'll help you get to wherever you need to go. You know, you let us know, we'll help you with the legwork. We will provide some training there with teams, whatever that may be. Now, over the last couple of years, we've seen a change back. Like I've said on several episodes, I'm an old school guy, and those partnerships worked well. That's how at Walnut Ridge and at Stuttgart, we became connected with people groups or nations or missionaries, or through those connection events that the Arkansas Baptist State Convention had. And so we have begun to develop, again, some of those partnerships. We typically showcase those during our annual meeting. It's a different focus that we have now for partnership missions. Now, we are still available to help churches wherever they sense God is leading them to go. But we will have a small number of partnerships that we promote, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue in this episode.
Yeah, and as you talk about those official partnerships years ago, that was my introduction to partnership missions.
Yeah.
As I was serving as a youth minister in Greene County Association, the association there had a partnership with Iowa. Later then, I participated in a partnership as a pastor with Kansas-Nebraska Convention. And then once those partnerships ended, we had partnerships in various places, Indiana and Chicago. And I traced the beginning of those partnerships back to the missions team here at the state convention that connected me to those people.
Exactly. And my journey, very similar to yours, because the first connection we had was Iowa.
Yeah.
And then it was Kansas, Nebraska, because those were the connections that were promoted through the Arkansas Baptist State Convention. And the person that was behind each of those, as we well know, was the one and only Bob Fielding.
Absolutely.
Who connected us and our churches through those events, whether it was a Mission Connection event, that at that point was a little different than we do now, that was bringing these missionaries in from various areas, and that Mission Connection event would travel to different regions around the state over a 2 or 3 day period. You would attend, you would hear each of those missionaries talk about their particular area where they served, and then you would go to, depending on where your heart was leaning, you would have some specialized time with each of those that you'd go into a small group and hear more about that. And it was in those particular settings that we began this journey of connecting with mission partners. Now, we have as our guest today one of our team members, our newest team member, Steve Lassiter. I want to introduce you guys to Steve. And Steve, if you would take a moment to introduce yourself to our audience.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I feel like I've arrived being here with you two guys. I mean, this podcast is like world known.
Yeah, it's part of the initiation process.
Well, I am, as Sam said, the new guy. And I've been here a little over 4 months. And I have been married to my lovely wife, Joanna, for 32 years. We have 3 children. Elizabeth is 27. She's married to Matt and has our 3. And I may be debated about this. I'm sitting next to Sam, who also has grandchildren. But I think I've got the 3 world's greatest grandkids. I was going to tell you right now.
Okay. We can hit that pause button over there right now. And then if Steve wakes up after he comes out of the coma I'm going to put him in, we can continue.
They are awesome, as is Sam's. I've met some of them. I also have a son, Noah. He is 24, and then Emma is our youngest, and she is 20. And just excited to be here at the state convention. Prior to this, I was at Woodland Heights as a kids pastor, did some outreach and missions for about 12 years prior to this. And before that, I was with the International Mission Board serving India and Thailand. And never saw this job coming, Sam and Clint, but I'm excited to be a part of it and excited to be a part of this team, for
well,
sure.
Well, we are excited to have you on board, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you have a neat perspective in this role. So as we talk about missions partnership, missions connection, that is your lane, yeah, as we would say here. But you have a neat perspective in this role. You mentioned being with IMB, so you come the perspective of a missionary. Before that, a lay leader in the church, a deacon in your church, then a church staff member, now a convention staff member. How have you seen in your own life the benefits of partnerships?
Yeah, so as a missionary, we were serving in Thailand, and so I've been on the side where we've received teams. We were in the mountains of Thailand, and we had a team that came in, and we were actually there to minister to them, but we also provided food. We provided water filtration systems. We did a lot of physical needs where... Well, that's the big deal. Sometimes, and you know, Jesus throughout Scripture, before he does a spiritual thing, he does a physical thing. And so we were there to really meet a lot of physical needs, but we were also able to use that team that came in to share the gospel. And that's the point. That's the point of being there. And so as far as being a missionary receiving a team, we saw the benefits of just the encouragement of just having other like-hearted people there who had a love for the nations to be there serving side by side with us. I was also part of the local church where I was a part of the going, if you will, the sent team. We did a lot of work in Honduras, Tegucigalpa. And, you know, that team was a medical team. There was a medical, dental. There was a lot of, again, physical needs that were met. We did, myself and my kids, we always did the children's church. We did vacation Bible schools. But the point of all of that was to share the gospel. And so whether you're on the receiving end of that or the going part of that, the biggest benefit from the missionary is going to be the encouragement of having somebody else there with you to help do the work that God has you there to do.
Yeah, again, one of the distinctives of who we are, Southern Baptists, is cooperation right in front of your face.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And something that Steve said that I think is important to repeat is how incredible it is that we use the meeting of physical needs as an avenue to be able to share the gospel, which is what sets us apart from any other agency that may be out there trying to meet those physical needs. And there are some great agencies doing that. But whether we're talking about a local setting in your own community, within the state, or on an international field, needs are prevalent. People have needs. And as we meet those needs, we have the opportunity of sharing the gospel, which again takes us to that intentionality part, Clint, that we are intentional on sharing the gospel as we meet needs.
So we mentioned move into having some official partnerships. Steve, tell us, what are some of the partnerships that you are working on that we can put out in front of our churches for them to consider?
Yeah, so we've got a couple things that we're working on right now. And Sam, as you remember, you were part of the Brazil trip earlier this year. One of my very first jobs in this role was to go to the Dominican Republic with a team of pastors, associational missionaries, to really just, you know, build some relationships. And I remember arriving in the Dominican Republic, and there were 30 pastors from the area, and they were on fumes. They were tired.
Wow.
And as you remember, they were just barely there. And so by the end of that pastors' conference, you know, just that time that we had with them, we saw God really restore their excitement for ministry. So again, I just want to can't emphasize enough the encouragement that these partnerships really do establish. But as far as on the radar, I leave for Canada just in a few days, actually, with David Graham. He's the associational missionary, some of you know, in the North Arkansas Baptist Association. We're going to be meeting with several church planters throughout Winnipeg. Looking forward to that. I'm in the middle of planning a Send South Florida, Miami. I've been talking with Tim Wolf. He is the Send missionary for South Florida. And our goal is to have about 10 pastors to go with us to meet, I want to say he said 15 to 20 different church planters in that area. And a little plug for that, we still have 4 or 5 spots open. So if anyone is interested in that, for sure, let me know. But that trip is scheduled for October 9th through the 12th. And the goal is just to really connect Arkansas Baptist churches with these people around the world. I had a guy that called me 3 weeks ago. He said, I don't have the budget to go on an international trip. He says, do you have anything local that we're doing inside the United States? And I was excited to be able to tell him, you know what, Arkansas Baptist, we're actually going to build a team to go to South Florida. And according to Tim Wolf, the missionary down there, the nations are right there in South Florida. And Sam, you've been there before, so you're aware of that.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, one of the cool things about the Miami area, which is that South Florida area, Tim will let you know that it's a great place to do an international mission trip without leaving the United States.
Yeah.
And it's fairly close. I mean, the plane flight is not that great of a distance. It's easily reachable by car if you decide to do that as well. But we had an incredible 3 days, I believe, a couple of years ago, where we took some 10 folks with us. Got to meet, I think at that time, 30, 35 of their church planters. It was a busy time, but it was so productive. And out of that, we've had a few of our churches to develop partnerships. So we want to look at continuing those partnerships. As Steve said, with the Miami trip or this hopeful possibility in Winnipeg, Canada, or Brazil or the Dominican Republic, the model that we're using, Clint, is to introduce our pastors to this particular possible partnership. It is a pastor conference where we invite pastors to come with us. They would be responsible of teaching some sessions, some breakout times, also having some preaching, teaching of a Bible book. I believe we used Ephesians in Dominican and Brazil. It was great. There were 6 folks, so each took a chapter. But it was just a great time of being able to invest in and use some of the skills that our Arkansas Baptist pastors have of teaching an expository preaching of the Bible, but then also of developing relationships. Through that, what we hope is that multiple partnerships begin in each of these areas. So great stuff there.
Hey, Steve, as you're talking to possible partners, planners and pastors, what are some of the greatest needs that they're expressing to you?
You know, the church answer with all of us is God is all we need. And while that is true, God also created community. He created the local church to be a part of that. You know, and really, it's the extra hands. So many of our partners, that's one of their things. They just need help. They need extra hands to do the work. They need more mouths to help share the gospel. When you've got one person versus 10 people, that's 10 more people to help share the gospel as you're going about. The biggest need, though, over and over again, is prayer. I cannot emphasize that enough. I have been on the receiving end of that as well. James 5:16b, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I want to say that one more time. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Walking alongside of those front lines, it cannot be overstated how important prayer is. So I was with Travis a couple weeks ago at Engage Camp, and I did a missions breakout about going and serving. And one of the little 16-year-olds says, well, what if I'm not called to go to Africa? And it was a great segue into sharing with all of them. We're not all going to be called to go to Africa, but here's what God wants from us. He wants us to be willing to go if he does. And Acts 1:8, it clearly outlines the going process. You know, we may all go overseas, but there is a job for us where we're at. And so I was able to tell them, you know, the Jerusalem, the Judea and Samaria, into the ends of the earth. We all have somewhere to go. And wherever that is, the needs are there. Those missionaries that are out there serving on the front lines, there are needs. But again, the most important need that we can do, that I hear from these missionaries and our partners, is the importance of prayer and the power in that.
Yeah, that's incredible. And Clint, just remind our listeners that one of our previous episodes, we talked about the 10 characteristics of globally minded churches. And at the top of that was praying for our missionaries by name.
Yeah.
One of the best ways of getting to know who those missionaries are is by going on these mission trips and just being right there with our field personnel for IMB or North American Mission Board or these church planters in South Florida, Detroit, Winnipeg, Dominican Republic, Brazil, wherever it may be. Having a face to put with that name. And when we know that person, we are going to pray in a totally different way for that person than we would if it's just a name on a sheet of paper. So that's great stuff.
And
there.
I think it's important for our listeners to also know, if you're not able to go, there's still something for you to do. When we were overseas, my dad passed away very unexpectedly 3.5 months after being there. And there was a senior adult Sunday school class called the Willing Workers. It was a senior adult ladies class from First Baptist Monticello. And I'm going to tell you what, God carried us through that hard season, knowing that they were praying. They were praying. Mm. They didn't just say they were praying. They were on their knees praying. And so, again, that is the biggest need. And just because you're not called to go far away doesn't mean that you don't have a very important part in the missionary's life.
Yeah. And that's what I want to say. We talk about partnership, and so far, you know, we've highlighted the go on the trip, but a partnership is more than just going, taking a group of folks for a week and then coming back home. And again, it is keeping this in front of your people. It's praying for your people. It's communicating on both sides to how you can pray for the planner and how the planner can pray for you and your church. And so I think it's to really focus on what does this word partnership mean. It's more than just a trip.
Yeah.
And again, that being a globally minded church, it's getting your people involved in this, not just going, but praying, being supportive, maybe even providing for needs that are there. So just want to encourage folks to really delve into what does a partnership look like.
Yeah. Now, for our listeners, just so they know, Steve is filling the role that was filled at one time by Bob Fielding. As most folks know, Bob retired at the end of last year, And so we have brought Steve on as that partnership missions strategist for our state convention. And one of those ways that Bob had developed to mobilize Arkansas Baptist churches for missions was through something he called the Mission Mobilizer. This may be something that some of our listeners are not familiar with. Now, Steve has taken that. He's made a few edits, changed a little bit. Bring us up to date with what Mission Mobilizer is and how our listeners can glean some information and be part of that.
Sure. So if you're not familiar with this communication piece, that's exactly what it is. It's a communication piece that goes out on the 15th and the end of every month. And it's basically, Sam and Clint, just to really provide some updates, some ministry updates, some opportunities for our local churches to be able to serve. One of the things, Sam, you asked me early on was to kind of create a registry, if you will, of different ways to make this a two-way street, not just us telling you what's out there, but for you guys to tell us, hey, if you've got needs, is there someone that can help me? And I'm excited. The timing couldn't have been more perfect for this. So I got a text from Pastor BJ up at First Baptist Marvel this morning. And he actually incidentally went with us on the Dominican Republic trip and came back just excited about what God is doing there and has brought a lot of that back into his church. They just finished up a vacation Bible school and they adopted the Dominican pastors. Anyway, long story short, he's fired up for the DR right now from Marvel, Arkansas. But this morning he texted me and said, hey, is there anybody in any of the churches that can come to Marvel on, I can't remember the dates, I'll get those and put those in the next Missions Mobilizer, but hey, is there someone that can come and help us? They do a four-day event right there in Marble, and it's called I Love Marble. They do block parties, they've got a no-sale garage sale plan, they've got some school supplies they're going to give away, and it's an intensive, intentional four-day event right there in Marble, Arkansas. And he says, we need help. And so this registry that you had asked me to put together, I've had probably five or six churches respond and say, hey, if you ever need anybody that can, that their hands are needed in another church, let us know. And so I'm going to be able to get back with BJ and hopefully connect him. And so that's just one of the many things that the Mission Mobilizer does. It's providing ways that you can be informed on what's coming up, but also if you've got people in your church that want to help, whether that be a medical team or a construction team, you've got some folks that are not going to go teach a Bible class, but they will go do some construction work, and all of that is ministry. And so that's just kind of an overview of what this Mission Mobilizer does. Again, it goes out on the 15th and the end of each month. If you are not currently getting that, just call the missions office, and we'll definitely get you added into that. We'd love to keep you informed, for sure.
It is a great piece that goes out and is full of resources that are there. So I encourage you, if you're not receiving that, to get on that list. Hey, one more just promotional piece. We have an event coming up at the state convention next month where church leaders can learn more from potential partners and learn more about potential partners. What are the details about that?
And so one of the things that, and y'all, we've mentioned Bob Fielding a couple times, and I was going to tell you, Bob has been so helpful during this transition. Big shoes to fill, but one of the things that he began was the Mission Connection. And that is basically, if you're not familiar with that, it is a group of national and international pastors, missionaries, church planters that will come in during the state convention and just be available to you to get to know you, give you opportunities to be able to serve with those church planters, wherever that is. I know we've got for sure confirmed, I know we've got a pastor from the Dominican Republic named Pedro Juan.
Yeah, who was recently elected as the president of the convention there of the Dominican Republic Baptist Convention, which is their president is basically their executive director. So this is huge. He's coming in to be with us during the annual meeting.
And while we were there, you know, that Sam, that was a prayer need that he asked us to pray for.
Exactly.
It's a huge thing for the DR Baptist Convention, huge. But he's going to be here for that. We've got a commitment from Joey Chafton. He is a church planter down in the Miami Metroplex. I had a Zoom call with him a couple weeks ago, and he is fired up and excited about meeting Arkansas Baptist. We've got two or three other guys that we're trying to get in the pipeline as well. And so that event, we will have Sunday night, kind of kicks it off with a dinner that we have here at the state convention. And so we've already got plans for that. But that is an exciting time because, again, they're coming to us. We've got folks as far off as the Dominican coming in, and you're going to have an opportunity. Our local churches will have great opportunity to get to know and then carry that information back to their churches and to be able to prayerfully, the whole point of this is just to create some partnerships with these churches.
Yeah, and that Sunday night dinner for our listeners is open to whoever wants to come. Now, we do have a pre-registration for that because we want to make sure that we're prepared with enough food for everybody. But that is a great time for our pastors, a mission leader of that local church to come and meet these folks who are going to be with us during the annual meeting up front, up close. They get to hear from them. Each person will have 5, 6, 7 minutes. Depending on the number of missionaries we have with us, to introduce their mission opportunity and how churches can partner with them. And then it's just an informal setting of sitting with them, enjoying a meal, getting to know them, talking more about what partnerships would look like. But for those who can't attend that, then by all means, make sure as you come to the annual meeting that you look for these guys. They're going to have a name badge on that says Church Planter, I think is what it says. We may have to come up with a different one for Pedro Juan. but he too is a pastor. But that's an opportunity for you to get to know them, to meet these missionaries, put that face with a name, and begin praying for them and look at the possibility of beginning a partnership with them.
Yeah.
Well, guys, as we begin to wrap up, Steve, we have introduced a new segment here to get to know our guest a little better. Just some rapid-fire questions of your favorites.
Okay.
So here we go. Favorite meal?
Pad Thai with chicken, heavy on the lemon.
Mm.
All right. Favorite restaurant?
So I would have to say Zen and Ramen in Conway, where you can also incidentally get Pad Thai.
All right. I haven't had either one of those. All right.
Favorite. We're going to convert you before it's over.
And Clint will not either one of those.
Favorite go-to relaxation spot?
You know, I've been around the world, but Navarre Beach and the Gulf Coast of Florida, my favorite spot.
Come on.
All right. Besides the Bible, your favorite book?
So during COVID, we as a staff read The Art of Neighboring, and it is a great book. If you've not read it, you need to. It's about reaching our neighbors. Right.
Hey, let me add one along those lines. What's your favorite podcast to listen to, Steve?
Missionize with a Mission Guy.
Oh, here we go.
Come on.
Yes. And a close second would be a podcast called Mere Christians. It's pretty good as well.
All right. Favorite genre of music?
You know, contemporary Christian music is what I listen to, but I was introduced to a Spotify playlist in the Dominican from one of our partner pastors named, what was it called? Parent Rock?
Yes.
It is 70s and 80s, you know, back when music was really good. So I would say Christian music, but then parent rock is a close second.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
First concert you attended?
You know, this may be embarrassing to say. When I read this, I was like, I've got to share this. So my parents were avid country music listeners. So Dolly Parton, Porter Wagoner, Loretta Lynn, and Conway Twitty.
I don't know if you know those guys.
Wow. That's a country music hall of fame.
I was only eight, so I didn't appreciate it probably for what it was.
Favorite place to visit?
Phuket, Thailand probably would be my favorite.
And favorite sport?
So to watch, I would have to say basketball, and to play, which I'm not good at any of them, but I would say tennis. But my wife usually beats me, so that tells the story.
Awesome. Well, Steve, we are so grateful to be able to introduce you to Arkansas Baptist.
Thank you for taking
some time to be with us. I want to wrap it up by just reminding folks to register for Mission Connection. For that dinner, go to absc.org. Look at, you can go to the mission tab. There'll be something there for Mission Connection. If you need to get on board with Mission Mobilizer, please send an email to Steve. Let him know. He can get you there. Give a call here to the office. And then here's the second thing. Begin to prayerfully consider any of those holes that you may have in your Acts 1-8 strategy for your church, and how you can begin exploring ways to expand missions involvement and mobilization within your church. Mission Connection is a great place to begin. These partnership trips that we're talking about, great place to begin. So until next time, thank you guys for listening. And we will see you then. God bless.
Thanks for joining the Missions Guys today. If you liked what you heard, rate and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. And to keep up with what is happening in Arkansas missions, visit absc.org/missions.